Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's a good day, even if we're miles away.
Let's make it a good day. 33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and Y-O-U, joining us at 888-302-3684, or perhaps an email to Roberta or Jennifer. It's actually Jen or Rich or Ken.
No, it's Jennifer.
Oh, is it Jennifer? Why
Jennifer
do I always get
Doug
that wrong?
DougStephan.com. I don't know, but you do quite frequently.
Oh, wow. Forgive me for that.
I'm used to it.
There is a capsizing again in the news today. This seems to be, I think they've been happening like on average once a month. Haven't they capsized?
Seems like it.
Is it the same area of the world, Kenny, where these are happening, or is it different?
No, this time it's in the Philippines.
Oh. And how many people are lost?
36 are confirmed dead, 19 are still missing.
Oof.
There's 118 survivors.
See, what happens in these circumstances, especially with the weather being kind of crazy this time of year, the typhoons and rough seas, these boats, and this is why you got to wonder what governmental regulations there are, or frankly, common sense regulations, these boats do not draw a lot of water. Roberta can explain that because she's a sailor. The more water the boat draws, the safer it is. That's why
sailboats. Well, the deeper the keel is.
Yeah, and that's
safer
why
it is.
With a sailboat that has a big mast, you got to have something down in the
really
water a long
keel.
Ways
yeah.
to hold it in, hold it from dumping over. So.
And also the weight inside the keel holds the boat down.
Right. All right, so that takes care of it. Well, it didn't take care of it. It's another sad
story. Well, I guess
story.
The rule of thumb is don't get onto a ferry in a third world country.
I think that's probably excellent.
That's for sure.
That's a safe one.
Jennifer.
Yeah. Had to make the cheap ferry joke. Come on.
Yes, I know. That was a cheap.
Is that PC anymore? I'm not sure.
Very cheap. All right, so Roberta, there is a seventh shark attack to report. I don't know why I always go to you for the shark attacks, but at any rate.
Shark.
Boom,
boom, boom,
the
boom, 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 boom.
Latest
boom,
victim
boom.
Is a 68-year-old man who was bitten in water that was only up to his waist. So these sharks are becoming bolder and bolder and bolder, it would have seemed.
Actually, there's been 10 attacks because there's another 3 in South Carolina.
Really?
They're mad about the Confederate flag.
7 in North Carolina. That's what it is. They are mad about that Confederate flag. They're saying, you know what?
Sharks are ticked.
They're obviously great white sharks.
Very good, Richie.
Racist,
you can go home.
Watch
out of me.
Ticked because the Dukes of Hazzard got removed from TV.
That's the joke of the morning, Rich. That's a good one.
They want to see Cooter on the TV with the General Lee.
Oh, by the way, goodness. As a matter of fact, as a side story, yes, Jennifer probably have this in the television report, that the Dukes of Hazzard has been pulled off of the air.
Unbelievable. Are you guys mad about this?
It's that Confederate flag again.
No.
That was the great show, and it's going to go away. Oh, because it hurts so many
politically,
feelings.
You know, correct.
And the color's painted orange. Oh, cry me a river, people. There are real big problems out there, not Bo and Luke Duke.
All right, so back to the shark, Roberto.
Actually, when you think about this, you've had 10 attacks in the Carolinas this year, right? Normally, they have 6 shark attacks per year.
Really?
And they've had 10 so far, and it's just like, what is it, July 2nd today?
Right.
So the people say, why? Why is this happening? Well, one is warmer water is what they're theorizing if you talk to the shark people. And the other one is that there's been some drought conditions, so the salt water is actually a little bit more, has a little
saltier.
Bit more saltier, I guess would be the words, and it attracts more fish and sharks, and you attract more fish and sharks, and you add people into the mix. Well, yeah, hello.
You know what's so cool about that? You could actually get some of the fish from that water and cook it and not have to add salt afterwards.
No.
It's that much tastier. I wonder if there's
this
any
not
pepper.
Marinating for your dinner.
No.
All right, so next up here.
How
as long
does
as
your
we
brain
have
work?
Roberta.
Why don't we just pour barbecue sauce into
hold
the ocean?
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Did you just ask, whoa, did you just ask me how my brain works?
How does
Very
your brain
slowly,
work?
Very slowly, Roberta.
I don't
so,
think
sometimes
so.
Sometimes you can hear it. It goes, eek, eek.
I think McFadden's brain is the one that's working
Somebody
slowly today.
Somebody get the
today.
Can of oil, like with the Tin Man, yes.
I totally follow you,
Thank
Doug.
You.
We should absolutely marinate the whole ocean.
Yep.
You know, while we're at it.
4th of July.
While we're at it, why not just
tuna fish? What if you mix mayonnaise right in the can with the tuna fish? Hold it! Wait! wait a minute, Chuck. Okay. Take live tuna fish and feed them mayonnaise.
All star kissed.
All right. So also the winds and the Gulf Stream are making it difficult for some of the beaches in New Jersey. There are deadly jellyfish.
Oh,
there's
not
more than that
deadly,
going on in New Jersey on the
Lord.
Beach.
You know, they're actually quite beautiful. They're Portuguese man-of-war jellyfish, and if you look at them, they're absolutely gorgeous.
But they're venomous animals, according to the story at DougStefan.com anyway today.
Well, you know what it is? The tentacles. And yeah. The tentacles, the thing is that it's they can break off. These they're really not jellyfish, these creatures. They're actually a different type of animal, but they're filled with
siphonophores,
air,
they are. Which, they're siphonophores.
Yeah, they're filled with mostly carbon dioxide and...
Gas.
The tentacles can reach 100 feet or more.
Ooh.
And then they break off and they kind of float around on the surf. And the next thing you know, you're
swimming. How come you're such an expert in this?
And you're going, hello, because I'm a scuba diver. Hello, I'm swimming around and all of a sudden, what just hit my arm? Because you have this like, it's like a sting, like you can't believe it really hurts.
Okay, Richie,
and
cue the sting
you don't know
music.
Why. Cue the sting music.
Sting.
Okay, so can we pee on those stings?
The idea
don't
is...
Don't pee in the pool, but make sure you pee on the man of war.
The most important thing is don't put fresh water on them. Put seawater, because they have little stingy things that explode, and if you put fresh water, the stingy things will explode and make it even worse.
What happens if the stingy things get your private parts? That's not a good thing.
You can pee on it, you can put ammonia, you can put vinegar, anything that'll change the chemistry, it'll inactivate the proteins. The best thing to put on it, heat. If you happen to have a hairdryer nearby, plug it in.
I always bring a hairdryer with me to the beach.
And put heat on it. And then some, cortisone cream.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But then, unless you're really allergic to it or your body's wrapped up in tentacles.
Can we go back to mayonnaise and the tuna fish?
Roberta's our Mo.
All right.
It has to do with the ocean. I know about it.
Yes, you do. You know a lot about a lot. That's why you're here, because you are so smart. Let's talk about Donald Trump, as long as we're with the New
smart
York
people.
Contention. All right, so here's Rapa Flo-Rida. Do I have that right, Jennifer?
Flo-Rida.
Flo-Rida.
I like Flo-Rida better.
Flo-Rida. Well, isn't he?
It's like
does
Flo-Rida.
Is he from Florida? Is that why his name is Flo-Rida?
Or he's riding the flow. I'm not sure which. Right.
Okay, so Macy's... Emmett Smith, all cutting ties to the Donald because of things he's saying about in his candidacy for the presidency. He's telling it like it is.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly about Mexican immigrants. So he's, Macy's had his clothing line, right?
Yep.
Right. Yeah, his ties.
His made in China and Mexico clothing line.
Hey, you know what? They were some nice looking ties.
Is that all it was? It was ties? Did he have suits and anything else?
Sure,
or
just
stuff. Suits, yeah.
Really? What did the Donald, were they expensive?
He was like the Martha Stewart of,
Well, they're
clothing.
Macy's. I mean, it's
Macy's,
not cheap,
price.
But it's
midline.
Cheap.
Midline,
yeah. And what did they look like? I mean, did he wear his own suits?
They look like suits and ties.
Very Donald. You know, he wears the striped shirts with like the pastel ties,
kind of.
I like it. It's a good look.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
who am
he's
I kidding?
Though.
Anybody that even ventures to put a suit on, I'm like, sold.
Really? All right. Speaking of things that have been sold, we have this new deal from the folks who are responsible for providing you with Super Beats. I have this whole big kit, Richie, of things. Information that I have not only affects the usage of Super Beats, but then the new, I don't know if this is new. I've had these around for a while, but I think we're talking about them for the first time. Neo 40, the daily tab that you can take. We are launching our official Heart Health Challenge. We've decided here that July is Heart Health Month. The heck with February, because everybody else does it that way. We don't do things the way everybody else does here. I have these nitric oxide indicator strips, Richie, which come along with the package, so you can actually test your system, monitor your nitric oxide levels. It's so crucial for you to have good cardiovascular health, and this will make sure when you use these that you have going on in your body what you need to have going on in your body. This is a big effort here to make you more cognizant, more aware of the flow of blood in your body. If you have high blood pressure, this is going to fix it. Richie took Neo 40 I'm taking it. I didn't. You know what? I had forgotten I had them in my cabinet. They taste good. Yeah. Not only are they good for you, they
just
taste good.
Chewable tablets. Yeah. They're very good, and it just makes sense. More oxygen in your blood makes sense.
Just keep it going. So this is meant to be a compliment for taking your daily glass of Super Beets, the Super Beet powder. I mix that in my protein drink, and it really does. It charges you up, gives you lots of energy. And so if you have these, if you keep these Neo 40 capsules with you, take what, one a day, Richie? Couple a day? How many do you take?
You can take one in the morning and one in the afternoon.
Yeah. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that's DougLikesBeats.com or 800-655-4183.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Can you keep a secret? Well, it may depend on your, get this, birth order in the family. Here's the developmental science of it. It seems that the oldest brother or sister in a family can keep secrets better and longer than the other kids in the family. Mothers and fathers teach this strategy by saying, don't tell your little brother, and this translates to the real world. If you're bursting at the seams to tell a secret, make sure you only tell it to a firstborn individual. They'll keep it. Want to get a secret out of someone? The reverse is true. Go to the person who's the baby of their family, and they'll spill the beans every time. What's the cheap psychological trick? Keeping a secret is a valuable skill, but it's something that's taught before the secret can be kept. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugger is a three-time All-Star and the 1990 National League Rookie of the Year. He racked up over 300 career home runs in his 14-year career. So where is David Justice now? In 2007, David was inducted into the Atlanta Braves Hall of Fame. He was originally hired to play himself in the Oscar-nominated movie Moneyball, but the role was recast with actor Stephen Bishop, who at one time was in the Atlanta Braves farm system.
We met, and then when I got to the spring training for the first time, I saw him in the locker room, and I was in playing clothes, and he was like, what are you doing here, man? Like, are you supposed to be here? Thinking, hey, you know, I'm a stalker or something like that.
Looks like there's no justice in Hollywood. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man's 6-second review starts now.
Crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But man,
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
It's time to go to bed, but you're wide awake. How can you shut down naturally?
Go prehistoric. Our ancestors went to bed when it got dark. What else could they do? But with modern lighting and electronics, we can stay up and not be bored.
That's great, unless it interferes with your sleep. A good night's rest is critical in today's fast-paced, mentally challenging work world.
So take a note from our ancestors. Research shows going dark about an hour before it's time to go to bed works wonders.
Ideally, you'll dim the lights, turn off the computer, and put your smartphone away.
If you just can't stand that thought, dim your screens and consume calming content.
Sleep like a cave dweller for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man's 6-second DVD review starts now.
Offensive without a lot of funny. Feral and Hard are flaccid, and Get Hard could use a little blue pill. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Today on App Check, SkyDrive lets you remotely access and work on any Microsoft Office document from your iDevice. Free from Microsoft only, SkyDrive.
It's a hit.
The Movie Man's 6-second DVD review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich, murderous man with ice in his veins. The Jinx is a real-life killer thriller. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th. There was
57 channels. It's TV time now with Jennifer Horn updating us on the latest television news. I see that Lawrence Fishburne, remember the guy I saw in the spa? Remember I told that story? How many years ago was that?
That was where you said you were actually in the La Brea tar pits, and I think maybe I might have intimated that maybe it was just anybody walking by that happened to have fallen in.
Ah.
Remember that?
Yes.
I think it was a promo.
All right, so Roots coming back to A&E, and Fishburne is going to be involved in that, it appears.
Yeah, A&E Networks is doing a new adaptation of Alex Haley's slavery novel Roots, the saga of an American family, and it's found its lead actor, Lawrence Fishburne, will be the lead in that. He is doing Black-ish right now, which is that sitcom that's been very successful for ABC. He's going to portray Haley, who based his novel around the life of
What's the music show that's about the black artists? Is that, what's that called? It was pretty successful this past year.
Empire.
Oh, very good.
Is that coming
good,
back, too?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's coming back.
I heard that was good. I never saw it. That's a good show?
People say it's great. That was on my Let's Watch It This Summer list, and now the summer's half over, so I've got to get moving.
Oh, don't say that. Summer's not half over. It just started 2 weeks ago. Please.
Oh, really? But TV will be back in September.
I know.
Anyway.
Unauthorized Melrose Place story. What's going on there?
Yeah, so I love this. All right, I used to watch Melrose Place, True Confession Time. There was an announcement by Lifetime that they would be doing an unauthorized Beverly Hills 90210 movie. Well, what goes along with Beverly Hills 90210? Melrose Place, of course, because they were spinoffs of each other. They're like cinnamon and sugar, coffee and cream, toast and butter. Lifetime has given green light to an equally unauthorized pick about Melrose Place. According to Lifetime, Melrose Place, the unauthorized story, will highlight all of the behind-the-scenes drama from the early casting snags to Heather Locklear's arrival on the set.
Dukes of Hazzard, Gonzo!
Yeah, this one really bums me out. You know, TV Land, can I put them on my list of people I'm just not happy with?
Yes, you can.
TV Land, I loved for so long. They ran all the old shows. They'd even run some of the newer stuff like Everybody Loves Raymond, but very good stuff. And then they did their original series, and they had Hot in Cleveland and some great shows. And now they've decided they want to go all new age and get those young viewers. So they dump Hot in Cleveland, which was a great show for the record, and bring on these other weird programs.
So why didn't somebody else pick up Hot in Cleveland? Would be the question.
It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe
the Duggars are in the news.
Wait,
and not any, what? Are we
now they
that?
Made the announcement that they're pulling the Dukes of Hazzard from their lineup.
All right, okay.
Now go ahead.
Yeah, but
the
they Duggars. Have thousands of people complaining.
Yeah, of course they will.
Get over it. Cry me a orange and blue river.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Hey, Sesame Street.
Yes.
This one's sad. Maria, she's been on Sesame Street forever. I grew up with her. She's retiring from Sesame Street after 44 years.
Sonia Manzano.
Yeah, or Maria, as her friends call her, has been on the show, 4 decades, and
she was
retiring.
Head of the Hispanic trend, right? She's been there for 40 years.
She's so great. Maria, she was married to somebody, wasn't she? Who was her husband? Do you remember, Ken?
Oscar the Grouch.
Luis. She ran the Fix-It shop on Sesame Street, and she joined the cast in 1971.
All right, the Duggars. What's going on with the Duggars?
15 Emmys, by the way. The Duggars, a non-Duggar family member, has filed a civil suit against Josh Duggar, according to In Touch magazine.
Great. I don't know. Why waste our time talking about
them? They have to do depositions and testify about the scandal now.
All right, another great job by Jennifer Horn, who's one of the great members of the cast here on the Good Day program at 51 After the Hour. But the law never will.